Wrangell State Wildlife Trooper has been here on the job for about 2 months.
So my name is Chad Yoder. I came from Wasilla, where I spent 6 years, two as a trooper.
The 33-year-old is originally from Pennsylvania, but says he's long been drawn to the rainforest.
This is a post that I put in twice for to come to, so I really wanted to be here in Southeast Alaska.
He arrived here on the ferry with his wife and three young kids. The oldest is 8 and the youngest is 2.
Initially, when we pulled into port, my son, you know, it was a little bit overcast, kind of, you know, the clouds were burning off. And he's like, Dad, I don't like it. I'm like, buddy, you have to give it some time. Well, you know, an hour later, they're all smiles, you know, running around, introducing themselves to the kids that are walking down the school, kind of making arrangements for play dates and all that.
As a trooper, it's his job to live and breathe hunting and fishing regulations. But he says even a professional can make mistakes. In November of last year, he was convicted of taking a moose that was too small. Here's what happened in his own words.
I go with my wife and we normally go for 5 or 6 days. And it's a whole event. You know, we go out there, we set up a grand camp that normally overlooks an expanse of land. And we have a great time just hiking around, inventorying the moose and, you know, just photographing and hunting.
They'd been at camp for a couple of days with his wife and her father.
And I was awakened by my father-in-law, who was exclaiming about two moose who were fighting right outside our tent, two bull moose. So that was very exciting. And, you know, he said the one definitely has potential. It may be legal.
The three watched the fighting moose and talked it over. Should they take a shot?
And I've been through this before. I passed up lots and lots of moose. And so we discussed, man, that one's clearly bigger than the other. And by golly, it looks legal. And we're like, okay. And so we took our time, actually, assessing the situation. And we had probably 10 minutes to look and to gauge. And so, you know, it was a consensus that it was legal. And it was, I would say, my turn to, you know, shoot a moose that was of trophy value or larger.
It was a clean shot. The animal fell lifeless, and Yoder says he walked over to measure the antlers. But they didn't meet the width requirement or the brow tine requirement. He'd just broken the very rule he'd sworn to uphold.
And, of course, you have that sinking feeling, only accentuated by my position, right? It went from a grand day and an awesome trip to this is probably like one of the worst things that has happened in my adult life.
Yoder says it never occurred to him to do anything else but cop to it. He took a video documenting what he thought would be a trophy, but instead turned out to be an unlawful kill.
You know, we validated our harvest ticket. We complied with salvage requirements by taking all the edible portions of the meat, even though I knew we weren't going to be able to keep it, but for the next person.
They made the 20-mile ATV journey out of camp toward Wasilla.
As soon as I got within cell reception, you know, I made that call to the Alaska wildlife troopers. And, of course, it went exactly like you thought, you know. Hi, you know, this is Chad Yoder. Trooper Chad Yoder? Yes, it is.
Yoder paid a $320 fine and received a ticket for the unlawful hunt. Troopers confiscated the antlers and meat. Sublegal kills are often donated to charities. He says he feels the whole experience has made him more empathetic in his job as a wildlife trooper.
When I tell people, and it's a common thing I say, is like, hey, I know how you feel. And I will share my story with people, you know, and I've done that even last week. I truly do know how they feel.
While the experience of killing a too small moose was embarrassing, he says it didn't have anything to do with his transfer to Wrangell. The Department of Public Safety, which oversees the troopers, told KSTK in a statement it doesn't punish troopers by transferring them. Ever. Wrangell has had a fair bit of turnover in its one-person AWT post. The last wildlife trooper arrived in 2019 and left little more than a year later. Yoder says he hopes to stick around longer. He and his wife bought a house here.
So we intend to be here for a while. We want to build trust with the community.
Compared to living in the interior, Yoder says he most enjoys the proximity to the ocean and the fact that there aren't long distances to travel.
Like, my son gets a walk to school. We don't even, you know, have to walk with him. He walks to school, he comes home, he walks with the neighbor kids, little leagues just down the hill. So everything's close. We spend, you know, more time living life versus just running around in a vehicle.
Yoder grew up in Lancaster, a town of about 60,000 in Pennsylvania's Amish country. He says he initially came to Alaska on the invitation of a homesteading acquaintance and moved here with his family in 2015. He graduated from the Alaska State Trooper Academy 2 years ago, which was a career change.
I worked 14 years as a contractor, handyman, which I enjoyed. I really did. I liked working with my hands. I liked doing things. But I wanted a career that was just challenging, something different. Something that would stretch me as a person and professionally. And so I saw the troopers, as an opportunity for that.
Yoder says his job requires him to be strict, but he's available if people have questions so it doesn't go that way.
You're going to get a fine. I got a fine. And I wouldn't have it any other way.
What has he learned from the interior moose hunt that ended so badly?
If you make a mistake, own it. And that's what we ask of hunters. Like, if you shot a sublegal animal, there's a violation that occurred, own it. It's going to be addressed, but it'll be far better to go that route versus the other route of hiding it, it's discovered later and so on.
Yoder encourages people to stop by and bring their questions. The office is in the Caden building on Wrangell's Front Street.
Yeah, if my truck's there, I'm there.
And the post's phone number is 907-874-3215. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.